WSFT 902, new route. WSFT 793 calling.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WRUZ 935.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Sounds like you're mobile already.
I'm mobile.
Where are you going?
I'm going to a group breakfast.
Okay, well, don't eat too much and eat healthy.
Greasy sausage and eggs.
All right.
So what are you doing?
Having my coffee.
Well, I would hope it's your coffee. You shouldn't be having anybody else's coffee.
Yeah, just kind of sorting out some stuff here, that's all. So.
All right. How are the bands? All quiet?
Don't know.
Oh, man. It's a VHF contest this weekend, or I think it's next weekend. So, VHF, UHF sweepstakes. I'm going to have to look that up.
I just got a mess on the counter, and I'm just trying to clean some of it up.
Very good. So, no, that's all I know. I can tell you the group that is having the breakfast. I'll send you a message on Discord.
Yeah, send it on Discord.
All right. Let me type it in there. I'll be right back.
All right. Oh, okay.
There was Jim on the double nickel.
Okay, grow there. WSHM 738.
WRUZ 935.
WSEU 202, and we're mobile. WRFK 359.
284, this is WSCQ. Are you out there?
FFP 902, Copy FFP 902 973, you got that? And no response. WSFP now 2 on a monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSCC 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WSCU 202. RUZ 935.
What I do now?
Oh, nothing much. I just looked up something on the Urban Dictionary.
I don't even know if I want to know.
Well, you're gonna know. I will clean up as much as I can, but I can't change the meaning. The term mudball is when
when you poop in a girl's mouth and she spits it back into yours, a snowball with poop.
I didn't want to know. That sounds pretty tasty.
Well, I just had to put that out here. You know, when somebody thinks that they've got something on me and they want to call me by the name that the guys I hired in with call me at work, and then somebody making comments about once a tier two, always a tier two, I just thought I would clarify what his handle on the CD means.
Yeah, he doesn't really know you, so that is a little stalker-esque.
Yeah, no, I've never met the guy, never had any dealings with him. I don't talk to him. He's tried to engage me, and I told him on this GMRS radio that I have nothing to say to him and don't wish to talk to him. And but yet he still persists on trying to antagonize me. So, anyway, mudball. It's a snowball with poop.
Well, so I can relate, right? So that's been 3 years in the running. Same MO, right? Every morning I'd wake up, there'd be text on my phone from him. Every morning. You know, so that's just the guy's MO. It's a trash bag.
Yes, and you do know what snowballing is, correct?
I'm not sure I want to know.
Well, I mean, they're using it in the definition of mudball. So snowball would be the same thing as a mudball. To do something in a woman's mouth and then she spits it back into your mouth, only it would be with, you know, your own product. You know, not waste, but something pleasurable giving.
I just went out to eat somewhere where I never go eat Taco Bell, and you're talking all that stuff as I'm at the drive-thru. Unbelievable. You have impeccable timing.
Get a little extra sour cream and refried beans with that.
Really, guys? Clean that up, dude. That's not right.
You guys, can you give us the definition of you guys?
When the other gentleman talking. Dude, this is not right.
Yeah, but you said you guys, so I'm exploring this option right now. What do you mean by you guys?
What are you gentlemen do? Come on, this is not right.
The idiot can't even explain himself by you guys. I haven't said anything.
I think you meant you people.
Okay. You people means more than one. I haven't done anything. I haven't said anything.
Semantics.
Semantics. Your life is probably full of semantics.
I think what needs to be done is clarity. Speak clearly and concisively in terms that cannot be misconstrued or misunderstood.
He doesn't care when these guys jam it all damn day long. I don't hear him out here condemning his buddies then. You people are clueless. Totally clueless.
Oh, you guys. You mean you guys.
Yeah, you guys. Because there is more than one that's clueless.
You don't pee up on you. Why do you think he pees up on you? I don't know what the other people are doing. But Dave's not keying up on you.
Shut your face, idiot. He has. He's been busted red-handed doing it at 5:30 in the morning, right there at 696 and 94, a mere eighth mile from where he lives. He was doing it on the way home Friday, at 3 o'clock, right there, ground central from the park, which he lives right across the due north. You his lawyer or something? Because you're a fool.
No, Paul, he said Dave. He said Dave, you mean Scott Hubbell.
We ain't talking about Dave. No one ever indicted Dave, yeah. Scott Hubbell. But that's his buddy, too. He's on his weapon. Oh, you got a nice bike there, Mudball. I mean, Scott Hubbell. I mean, SCU-202. It's his buddy, too, so don't let him fool you. He's just a bigger buddy of Dave's. And no one invited this guy in here anyways. So, I mean, why is he even in here? Did he want a break? Is that what he wants? Does he want to get in here and call for somebody? Who are you guys talking about?
Well, I was talking about Scott Hubbell.
Scott Hubbell, a big loser?
Well, whatever. You know, I was just clarifying what Scott Hubbell's handle on the CV is. Mudball. Look it up on the Urban Dictionary.
Doing mud balls every night.
He keyed up and started talking a little quick. Who's doing mud balls every night?
WSKK 864 is doing mud balls. Alright. Very nice. Hey, Steve.
Don't matter to me. I was just reading the Urban Dictionary and trying to keep the terms clean. I can't change the meaning, but I can clean up the terms.
I'm never going to condone jamming, and I'm going to call them out every time anybody does it, and I'm well aware that it's them doing it. And I'm 2-4 at this point. So there you go. Actually, 3 if you want to get right down to brass tacks.
Well, anyway, WRUZ-935.
WSHM-738.
WSEU-202.
Yeah, that idiot right there. A stalker. He's stalking you now, John. He doesn't know you, yet he's reciting whatever tier level you're at your job site. Right? They always expose themselves. Just give them a microphone and give them time to talk.
Yep, exactly. Never met him. Don't want to talk to him. But yet he keeps trying to draw me out. So there you go. I just explained what the CB handle means, according to the Urban Dictionary.
Pretty fitting, in my opinion. All right, I'm here with my food. WSHM-738.
Hey, you know, I'm not condemning it. If that's what he wants to do, so be it.
He's a racist. All right, anyways, calls a 3.5-year-old girl the N-word. He's a real proud individual, isn't he? All right, WSHM-738.
Well, there you go. See you later, WRUZ-935.
Wow, what a lonely individual. Yeah, I thought it was quite funny myself. WRZ-267, what's going on there, Scott? Hey, what's happening, man? Yeah. I just thought that was kind of funny, man, myself. What did you get? Did you hear all that?
I heard most of it until I was in the room for the beginning of whatever started all that, but, you know, I mean, Do I even have to ask what started it? It's just a certain individual, whatever.
It just teamed up, man. Nothing started. They just teamed up, started talking. That's all it was, man.
QOQ 607,
I'm clear.
See you later, 202 WRZQ 607, we're clear.
Station 901, WIG, put it in, copy. WIZX 218, WIG, put it in, copy. WIG, put it in, clear.
WSEU 202, tell me some more definitions there, fellas.
Please.